From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. The Texas Water Development Board has a three-person governing body, and after a brief period with a vacancy, that three-person board is now fully staffed. Last week, Governor Rick Perry appointed Kathleen Thea Jackson of Beaumont to fill the position that became available when Marianne Williamson of Weatherford resigned in January. The Texas Water Development Board is expected to rule on a conflict between regional planning groups over the issue of the proposed Marvin Nichols Reservoir. The reservoir would flood over 70,000 acres along the Sulphur River Valley, mostly in Red River County. The Texas Water Development Board's Region C planning group, that's the one that serves North Texas, included the Marvin Nichols Reservoir in its regional plan. Now, the Region D planning group, which serves Northeast Texas, opposes the project. Planners in the Dallas area want the reservoir to serve the region's increasing municipal water needs, while planners in Northeast Texas cite economic and environmental objections to the project. The Texas Water Development Board has given no timetable for a ruling on the Marvin Nichols Reservoir issue. State Senator Bob Dool of Greenville, his district includes counties served by both planning groups, he's not a big fan of the Marvin Nichols project.
The Marvin Nichols Lake, 75,000 acres. There are some other sites I actually like better. The Parkhouse, two Parkhouse reservoirs, which are between Fannin County and Marvin Nichols, to me makes a better sense. I don't know which will happen. Marvin Nichols is mostly hardwood forest. It's our last remaining large hardwood forest. Parkhouse makes more sense to me because there's less hardwood timber forest.
The George Parkhouse proposal is actually two reservoirs with the working names George Parkhouse 1 and George Parkhouse 2. Both would involve Delta County. If you look at a map, Delta County's shaped a bit like an arrowhead. It's a triangle pointing east. The northern and southern borders of Delta County are two forks of the Sulphur River, the North Sulphur and the South Sulphur. The tributaries come together at the eastern point of Delta County. The Parkhouse reservoirs would be built along those two forks of the Sulphur River. The South Sulphur already has a reservoir in its basin, that's Cooper Lake. George Parkhouse 1 would be downriver from or east of Cooper Lake. George Parkhouse 2 would be built around the North Sulphur River. If you've heard of the Marvin Nichols Project but you haven't heard of the George Parkhouse Project, that's because the Marvin Nichols Reservoir, as of right now, has a greater chance of becoming reality. Remember, the North Texas Planning Group recommended that Marvin Nichols be built. That same planning group did not recommend the George Parkhouse Reservoir, although it did show up in the plan as an alternate meaning a possible water source for the future, not one that they want now. So what's the relationship between the Marvin Nichols and Parkhouse projects? We'll discuss that in next week's program. In the meantime, you can see a map of where the new reservoirs would be at our website, KETR.org. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.